Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 3rd edition. Hope you all had a fun Wednesday. Hope you guys play the Cubs yet again. Got a little Twins value there with Walner. Cardinals did their thing versus Joe Ryan, like we talked about. So lots of fun around the diamond. Hope you guys had a good time with that. We have a four-game early slate, which I'm not going to break down on this show, but a six-game main slate starting at 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick or in the Gaining the Edge Discord. So check it out over there. I'll have my cheat sheet out like usual on Thursday afternoon. Let's talk totals on this six-game main slate. We have Pirates Brewers 8.5, Astros Yankees 9, Twins Cardinals 9, Reds Cubs waiting on that total, Mariners Angels 8.5, Dodgers A's 8.5 as well. So not the highest of totals we've seen a lot lately, but there's going to be a ton of offense on this slate as we break it on down here for the pitching side of things. You got Shohei Ohtani, $11,000 up top. Ohtani's been pretty good. He's struggled a bit of late on the mound. We won't discount that. But overall, been pretty solid this season. I think if you want to believe he's back at $11,000 versus Seattle, you can. That the upside to facing Seattle, as we always talk about, high strikeout rate nearly 28% of the time over the last month, 249 average, 202 ISO. So if you want to pay for Shohei, you can. If not, the top price pitcher I'm looking to target is Julio Urias at $9,800 at home against the Oakland Athletics. Urias has gotten hit around his last two starts. 6 innings, 3 earned, only 5 Ks against Toronto. 5 innings, 8 earned, 2 Ks against Baltimore. Really good in his two starts prior to that. Faces the Oakland Athletics, and that's what makes this stand out, even though there's two rough starts. It's a combination of the slate we have and the Oakland A's. Urias should be very popular because he faces an A's team striking out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting 251 with a 144 ISO. So Julio Urias at $9,800 is a guy I'm definitely looking to use on this slate. Christian Javier is interesting because they pushed him back last time to give him an extra day's rest, 6 innings, 3 earned, 9 Ks against Tampa Bay. They did the same thing this go around. Javier's $8,600 at the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees offense that is heating up all of a sudden, which you kind of expected once Judge came back, but still not a world beater of an offense. Over the last month, 23% K rate, 217 average, 135 ISO, first right-handed pitching. So on a slate like this, Christian Javier at $8,600 is in play. Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy? No, but it's definitely in play. A couple punt plays for you. Jameson Taillon, $6,200. I know the Reds bats are feeling it, but so is Jameson Taillon. I've written about him a lot lately. In three of his last four straight starts of 5 innings or more, 3 earned runs or less, and he's got you 4 or more Ks in each start. The Ks are just the thing. He doesn't strike out a ton of guys, but he's gotten you basically 20 or more points in three of his last four starts, 10 points in the other start. He's $6,200. He's a value that gets you, could get you a ton in return. And it's a Reds team striking out 25.5% of the time, 236 average, 195 ISO versus righties over the last month. So Taillon at 62 is definitely in play as a punt because there's not a lot of great pitching on this slate. And if you just want to go full YOLO, Adrian Hauser is $5,200. And I'm not the biggest Hauser guy. You know, 4 innings, 6 earned, 3 Ks at Atlanta. Okay, we'll let that slide. At home versus Atlanta, 6 innings, 3 earned, 10 Ks. That was amazing. Cross out the two Atlanta starts. 5 2/3, 3 earned, 5 Ks at Great American. 5 innings, 1 earned, 4 Ks against Chicago. 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks against the Mets. He's doing pretty darn well. Sometimes the strikeouts just aren't there to give him the ultimate DK upside, but at $5,200, he brings a pretty good floor into this situation, and he faces a Pirates team striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 223 with a 171 ISO. A Pirates team that just continues to get depleted after the trade deadline. So Adrian Hauser at 52 is definitely in play on this slate. So you can go Shohei if you want. I like Julio Urias at $9,800. Christian Javier at 86, very, very enticing. And you got Taillon at 62 and Hauser at 52. If you just want to play Taillon and Hauser and hope they go off and get all the bats in the world, I won't blame you on that because we got plenty of bats to choose from.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of bats to choose from, let's get to it. Catcher's position for you here. Will Smith is $5,600 versus J.P. Sears. Smith's been slumping, so I usually have not been paying for him. Could he go off at any moment? Sure. But I've been kind of sitting back and watching that one from a distance for now. I'll probably save a few dollars at the position if Yan Gomes is catching for Chicago. He's $3,200 versus Luke Weaver. Cubs are 100% back in play once again this evening. Christian Vasquez is $3,000 versus Matthew Liberatore. Don't mind some Minnesota versus Liberatore action as well. And then a couple others. If you aren't using Hauser, Andy Rodriguez is $2,500 versus Hauser. He'd be a dude to look at for sure. And then other than that, not a ton that I'm super excited about at this point in time. It's probably going to be Yan Gomes, Christian Vasquez for the most part at catcher for me. First base position, Freddie Freeman at 64. He went deep again on Wednesday. He's a beast. No hiding that. But, you know, we got Cody Bellinger at 52 versus Weaver. That's awesome. Joey Votto went deep on Wednesday. If you're not using Tyon, Votto's 43. He's the epitome of a tournament play. A few others as you go down. Carlos Santana going up against Mitch Keller at $3,800. Keller's kind of been a shell of himself of late. Santana can be a good one there at 38 as he's been hitting with a ton of power over the last couple of weeks. Going down below 3K now, you got the likes Christian Encarnacion Strand is 3K versus Tyon. Other than that, though, not a ton down here. If you are fading Urias, hoping he's going for a third straight dud, Diaz of Oakland's $2,600. He's first base, third base eligible. That's Jordan Diaz for those keeping track at home. He'd be a dude I'd be looking at in this price range. Second base for you, you got Mookie Betts. Keep an eye on that. He left Wednesday's game, and he's been banged up for a bit, so he might get the day off on Thursday. McLean's $5,900 if you're fading Tyon. Christopher Morel's $5,000 versus Weaver. But give me more Nico Hoerner. Kind of laid a dud on Wednesday, especially considering everybody else and their mom went off. But Hoerner at $4,800 versus Luke Weaver, I'll go there. Zach Geloff at 45 versus Urias is intriguing as well. I don't mind fading Sonny Gray. Like, he's kind of boring, but he'll have his bad innings from time to time. So a guy like Nolan Gorman at $4,100 could be an interesting tournament play in that matchup for Sonny Gray. I'm not looking to stack St. Louis, but a couple one-offs or at least a mini stack, two or three guys, is slightly intriguing when you break that one down. Otherwise, not much at second base. Third base for you, Ellie De La Cruz had Wednesday off. He's 61 versus Tyon. Bregman's 53 versus Schmidt. Muncy at $5,000. He hits lefties just fine, so don't sleep on that. Spencer Steer went deep on Wednesday. He's 45 versus Tyon. Heimer Candelario continues to rake since joining the Cubs. He's $4,200 versus Luke Weaver. I like that for he's actually one of the cheaper Cubs, not in the outfield, because there are some very cheap outfield Cubs. There's no sugarcoating that. Going down even cheaper, though, below $3,000, not a ton. This is a really middle to top heavy slate. Jordan Diaz again for Oakland, he's first base, third base at 26. If Nick Madrigal's in the Cubs lineup, he's $2,300. That's a nice little value as well. I prefer Candelario, but if you're looking for $1,900 in savings, Madrigal can get the job done as well. Shortstop, you got Elly De La Cruz at 61. Yet again, McClain at 59. We talked about both of them already. Carlos Correa versus the lefty Liberatore at 47. Go right back to Dansby Swanson. He was my home run call of the day on leading off the Fantasy Pros pod I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday now. Swanson's that's three homers in two games. He's been crushing it of late. He's 46 versus Weaver. So I'd go right back to that. Well, Tommy Edmonds, $3,300. He's back. He was hitting ninth on Wednesday. So this kind of takes away some of the luster there. But he'd be a cheap piece to attack Sonny Gray if you so choose. Other than that, though, not much else down here. It's an interesting slate when it comes to value. Outfield, Aaron Judge is fine anytime. Mentioned Betts situation already. We got Yordan Alvarez at 6K and Kyle Tucker at 57. I'm not looking to go full in on Schmidt, but you'll get low-owned Houston, which is always kind of nice. Christian Yelich at 56. I like versus Keller quite a bit. I just love the way Yelich is playing. You got Cody Bellinger at 52. Love the Cubs. That's simple. If you're fading Hauser, Brian Reynolds is struggling. We'll go to the other lefty outfielder we always talk about. A guy that's in Fuego, actually just talked about him on another show today. Lars Nootbaar, $4,400 for Sonny Gray. He's got six home runs since the All-Star break, hitting like 370 since the All-Star break. Nootbaar's been very, very good at $4,400. Fraley's 43, Friedel 42 for the Reds versus Taillon. If you're going there, Chaz McCormick double-donged on Wednesday. He's 41 for Schmidt. These aren't plays I'm in love with because they're not my main stacks like we'll talk about, but they're plays that will be lower owned that you can get some good leverage with. Tyler O'Neill went deep again on Wednesdays, 37 versus Sonny Gray. Jack Sawinski, there's our tournament play versus Hauser if you're not using Hauser at $3,600. Mike Tauchman continues to be nuclear at the plate. He's $3,400 versus Weaver leading off of the Cubs. He's going to be like 40% owned because Ian Happ was 32% owned. He double-donged on Wednesday, and he's 33 versus Luke Weaver. Cubs are uber cheap yet again on another slate, so have some fun. Say a Suzuki went deep. He's $3,200 versus Weaver. I prefer Tauchman, Happ, and Suzuki in that order. Going down to the 3K and below world at the outfield position for you. If Mark Conn is in the Milwaukee lineup, he's 29 versus Keller. That could be a play for you. A few others, maybe. Not a ton, actually. Joey Weimer's down here at 25. If you're going full YOLO value-wise, like Wallner, it's lefty-lefty. He might get the day off. Otherwise, he's 24 versus Liberatore. Wallner went deep for us on Wednesday. I told you that's what he does for tournament plays. He's a boomer bust dude, but when he booms big. He put up 20 points in DK for us. All right, recapping the pitch. You know, Otani's fine. We give me Urias at 98, Javier at 86, Taillon at 62, and Hauser at 52. Might just be a punt pitching and get all the bat situation tonight. Milwaukee versus Keller, totally fine. If you want to go Pitt versus Hauser, I get it. But Milwaukee versus Keller, St. Louis versus Sonny Gray, and Minnesota versus Liberatore. You can get little one-offs there. I'm cool with small stacks there. Cincinnati versus Taillon if you want, but give me all the Cubs again. I'll take the Cubs chalk once again versus Luke Weaver. All in on that one. And then you'll have the Dodgers will be quite popular once again as they face J.P. Sears. That'll be a fun one. But Oakland could be a little contrarian if you want some mini stacks there. So for me, give me all of the Cubs, and then you can sprinkle in some other pieces that you're not using for starting pitching, essentially. That's where it's going to go. It's not a great six-game slate. It's going to be pretty popular six-game slate. If you want to get super contrarian, I gave you some angles there. If you have more questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric or join me in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord. It's as low as $5 a month on Patreon, folks, so check that out. But that'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Friday's monster slate on the diamond. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 3rd edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.